we do leisure, culture, retail sector, scrutiny board. First work, my name is Zahul Ahmed. I'm the chair of the scrutiny board. Can you go along and introduce ourselves, please? Sabina,
Stephanie Hancock, scrutiny officer, democratic services.
Chris Jones, manager for sports and leisure, Sam Wilkins.
Yourself?
Mrs. Christine Adams, Christine. Member of the public.
Okay. I should say friends, I shouldn't think I should do.
Ian Carroll, member of the public.
Jane Wilkes, member of the public, representing Canada Geese.
John Satchwell, Parks and Countryside Manager, Samwell Council.
British Council. Kane Scarrow, Director of Neighbours, Samwell Council.
Councillor Maria Proctor, Academy Member for Holloways and
Environment.
Councillor Peter Undergrave, is you observing today?
Dave Callaghan, this presence now.
Councillor Phil Phillips, Charlie Murphy, Grover Vale.
Councillor Bob Lloyd, Westby South.
Thank you, everybody. Any apologies?
Yes, I have an apology from Councillor Heavycan, Councillor Jarvis, and Councillor Hughes.
That's good, thank you. Members to declare any interesting matters to be discussed at a meeting. The existence of any political party before any matters to be considered at a meeting. Thank you. Minutes the last meeting held on Sunday, December. You guys happy with that? No? That's good, thank you. 4A, outcome of consultation exercise regarding the future management of Canada Geese. This consultation was done, I think, due to a petition was handed in sometime last year from Royt. And can I give it to Sir John and give us an update on the consultation and see what happened?
Thank you, Chair. This report is here to share with the scrutiny board with regards to the outcome of the consultation exercise regarding future management of Canada Geese. Obviously, you've all got a sight of the report, and one of the things that came from the petitions, the outcome of the petition that we received last year, was to carry out a wider consultation exercise with regards to what people's perceptions are with the Canada Geese, particularly within the two parks, namely Victoria Park, Tipton, and Dartmouth Park, West Bromwich. We took it up upon ourselves, with the approval of our cabinet member, Councillor Crompton, to devise two questionnaires. One was to target particularly individual park users, and the second was to share with stakeholders and organisations. And the individual questionnaires was undertaken by the Council's Warden Service during the month of September and October, of which we had 634 individual responses. With regard to the organisations and stakeholders, we actually posted the questionnaires along with the statement of purpose document to those organisations to respond back to us. It is fairly obvious within it. We had what I felt was a very good response in as far as the numbers was concerned, and certainly the summary of the findings of the consultation exercise are attached to the report for people to see. What we did, we collated all the evidence that was presented and the information that was sent back to us, and as a consequence, we tried to highlight what were the major issues that were coming from the consultation exercise, and it is clearly obvious that between the individual questionnaires and the organisational questionnaires, there was quite a difference in opinion in the way that the questions were responded to. What we did, we highlighted what within the report at 1.8, what were the major findings from the combined survey results, and it is clearly evidenced in 1.8 that goose excrement being a problem, large populations, aggressive and nuisance behaviour, particularly around the breeding season, people looking at how we should manage geese numbers in the future, and pricking and oiling of eggs was something that came out quite high, to discourage overfeeding. And one of the things that did kind of come out of it, not in totality, but it certainly was significant, and that was not to cull geese, basically, and to retain goose populations. Within the background of the report, The statement of purpose document clearly spells out the council's direction with regard to how it wants to manage the numbers in future, and it is clearly evident that you know, the views of individuals and organisations did differ from one park to the other, and I think the summary of the results highlight that. What we did was we combined them to get a sort of total feedback, and what was felt was in consultation with our cabinet member as to what we felt was the best way to move forward and look at how we can continue to manage the numbers. And the options that the cabinet member give consideration to was to discourage feeding through warden patrols together with educational signage, to continue with pricking and ordering of eggs, to consider relocating pathways when and where possible. I think that may prove to be rather difficult. The use of noise scarers, there's no clear evidence as to whether they would work in practice, because it would just scare the geese, it could possibly scare other waterfowl as well. So that's perhaps something we need to give some thought to. And just to continue to monitor the geese numbers, and then just to ensure that the flocks of Canada geese do not exceed excessive numbers. Now, Chair, there may be a particular view on what people see as excessive numbers, to be honest with you, and it is fair to say that excessive numbers within our nature reserves don't become a particular problem, but excessive numbers in our formal parks can be a problem, and, you know, some of the things that have been highlighted, particularly around the goose excrement, can be a particular problem at certain times of the year, particularly when you get long dry spells. Where, you know, during the autumn, winter months, we get lots of rain, that doesn't become significant as a problem. But certainly, that was something that was highlighted from a number of the feedback that we got from, particularly from individuals and also sporting organisations that use our facilities. That was clearly identified as an issue. And I think at that point, Chair, I'm just quite happy to take any questions.
Anybody?
With the organisation, you just mentioned sporting groups, and I know that because I was sat on the original health scrutiny, was the joint health scrutiny panel that met to look at this originally, and one of the things we brought up about was about sporting organisations, particularly on Victoria Park.
That's correct.
But I can't see that they're part of the, apart from Tipton UFC, I can't see that they're part of that. Are they part of the organisations that were served? Is it the fact that they haven't returned the surveys, or is it the fact that they were not asked?
I think that there was a number of surveys that weren't returned,
yeah.
But the one that was returned from the football club, yeah. Where the goose excrement becomes a particular problem at certain times of the year.
Just want to pick up question number six, I think, which is the most important one in my opinion. I mean, if I look at the rest of the questions, I mean, looking at answers, if you look at the overall percentage total, I think it's quite average, basically. We're talking about 50 to 60% average. What the question was and what the answers were between the public members and the organizations. But I think the most important part, I think, as cabinet member has picked it up, that how can we manage this case? And I think that's the question on question six. And if you look at those questions, I think that's what we're going at the moment. For example, like pricking, oiling, with eggs, hairs, and all that. So I think we are listening to members, probably, from right. My point of view is that we are listening to members and public and the petition we had. And I think that's very important. And we have understood what the petition was trying to achieve, and I think that we are on that path. And going back to 3.1, I think this is options 3.1, I think, as you mentioned, John, those what the survey has suggested, that's what we try and do. And hopefully what happens in the future, we don't, nobody knows how many, you know, goose we're going to get, or what successive, as you said in the report. So something in the future we can look at again in 10 years' time, 20 years' time, whatever. But this present moment, I think this is the right path, you know, right? But anything else about your idea?
Just about the feed, I mean, I'm looking back at in Grimsby South. There's the pools on
Hyde Road.
Hyde Road.
Yeah.
And again, really the problem there is not particularly the geese or that one. The people who dump loads and loads of bread on there, and people complain about rats because we've got pictures of piles of toast from people floating over where they think that they want toast. My understanding is that actually feeding bread to these geese and wild birds is not actually the best thing for them. It doesn't actually do them any good. So I mean, I don't know how we portray that to the public, that by dumping loads and loads of bread on the side of the road, particularly there, is not actually good for these animals. Yeah, it doesn't actually do them. It's not the best thing for them. Well, that's what I've been told anyway.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. It can cause something called angel wing, too much bread.
Yeah.
So it can be a problem. How you enforce that and deal with that is rather difficult, because a lot of families, particularly young families, do get pleasure from feeding waterfowl.
I just think if it's something that people, you know, this is something that if we can let people know, I'm thinking of our friends in the press who were here at the moment, that actually people obviously think that this is a good thing to do, that they're going to give these birds bread. And they think they're helping them out because I don't know, they're hungry or whatever, you know, something isn't there.
But
in fact, it's not something that's actually helping them. It could be something where there is to get that. I know signs don't work, because we've tried that in Hyde Road and maybe if it's something that people obviously do because they think it's helping, whereas in fact it's not. It probably just encourages, from my understanding on Hyde Road, it encourages a lot of rats there. And then the rats actually take the young birds and can take the eggs from the young birds. So that's people put forward. I don't know if anybody's got anything else but different than that one, but maybe that's something we could let people know then they're actually not helping at all by it.
We could possibly put something on the website.
So I mean, that's the good thing to do. If we just put, as you mentioned, then we put some signs up to describe people, you know, feeding and all that. Another question is, like, in the wardens, you know, I mean, what sort of routine they would be going, just, you know, checking and, you know, letting people public know. Well, best are usually probably weekends or whatever, and most, you know, members of public are out and about.
There are a number of ways of trying to get that message across, but I think you'll never move away from young families do like to go out and feed, to be fair, but it's the amount and the type of feed is perhaps the bigger issue. But yeah, I mean, I'm sure that's something we can do. Education is an integral part of the options that we've identified, and it's something that I will be talking to the Warden Service about. But it's not one of those that you can sort of put a resource to every day of the week to address, to be fair. So where it becomes a particular problem, like you've highlighted Hyde Road Pool, where we've got over 80 geese there as we speak today, maybe we do need to do some focus work on particular areas.
I'm quite happy with this report. For me, I think I should do the trick, I think, in my opinion, for the future references. And we'll take what holds in the future. Thank you very much. Quite happy, I think, that's true. Nice chair.
Excuse me, can I just ask one point with regard to the geese before we finish?
To be honest with you,
aren't we allowed to do that in the public?
Gosh. Sorry. Our idea was, I think you guys handed in a petition. Our job was to do the survey, see what the opinions are, and follow that structure, what everybody's saying. And in my opinion, this survey has proved that we got something in line, which we asked before, but probably is more out front now. Everybody understands what we need to do in the future.
It doesn't rule out future calls.
Yeah. It'll be in my opinion, I mean, this is my personal opinion, and I mean, I think if we can't decide what's going to happen in 20 years' time.
but you can rule out future calls.
Yes, I know, but in 20 years, we don't know what's going to happen. Some parks are very small.
If
you've got 100 geese there, you know.
If egg pricking and oiling is carried out properly, there will never be any need to cull Canada geese in the future.
Can I just ask a question? Are you going to call any adult geese in the next 10 years, yes or no?
Our understanding is that at the moment there's no need for it at this present moment. We don't know what's going to happen in 10, 15 years' time.
So
20 years' time, we don't.
We have got no intentions of calling any Canada geese or any other sort of geese at this present time. In 10 years' time, I don't know. We probably won't even be here. You may not be here. I can't say for that far in front. But at the moment, we are not considering at all.
But there's no need to ever call Canada geese ever, ever.
Jane, thank you. I took your comments on board. Thank you. We have listened. And I think I'll call this part of the agenda finished now. I'm happy with this results and so we done. Thank you very much. Thank you guys for attending.
Thank you.
You guys can stay, but you can opt to you if you want to carry on. Yes, yourself. If you want to stay, you can stay.
Thank you.
Thank you.